Welcome back. The exercise you just completed is powerful mind programming, and you should do it at least once a day to develop your natural deep-level ability and, at the same time, condition yourself for astral projection. Now, don't be too concerned about the code words, but you do need this conditioning in case your fears get in the way while you're out of body. Some people do have an occasional undesirable encounter on the other side, because both positive and negative exist there as well as here. But you'll always return safely to the physical, and the code words will ensure that you will easily handle any situation you might encounter. All right, now, let me share some facts to help you understand the how and why of astral projection. Albert Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, means matter is energy. The physicists have now proven that everything appearing solid is in reality swirling molecules temporarily molded in their current patterns. Everything on Earth breaks down to subatomic particles, to energy. And most important, our physical bodies are energy. Our world isn't what it appears to be. Nothing is solid. It's all energy, and energy is non-physical in nature. Energy is non-physical in nature, and that includes you. You, too, are a swirling mass of subatomic particles vibrating at a rate relating to this manifest plane you've chosen to explore for a while. Today, the cutting-edge physicists say that since nothing is solid, our world appears to be closer to a thought form than anything tangible. Of course, the mystics have always contended that the world is illusion. It seems to me the scientists and mystics are in agreement. Einstein and many physicists believe that other worlds or parallel universes exist right here, right now, but they're vibrating at a rate that we're incapable of perceiving. Now relate this to the station dial on a radio. Maybe we're existing at 98.2 on the dial, but if you turn the dial a little, there's another world at 99.5 and maybe another at 101.6. You get the idea. Many radio stations exist around you right now, but you can't perceive them until you properly tune them in. We are energy, coexisting and interacting with a world of energy, and each of us is influencing and contributing to the overall energy. Now, relate this concept of vibrational energy to the four bodies of man I initially discussed. Your physical body is vibrating at one rate. Your vital body, the electromagnetic field around you, is vibrating at another. Your astral body at yet another. And your mental body at another. Each existing in the same space, but beyond your ability to perceive them separately until you learn to tune in. Okay, now, let's move on to the actual astral projection session. I hope that you successfully project the first time you do this session. But please don't be disappointed if you don't. Astral projection is for very conditioned subjects, subjects who are capable of working in a theta mind level. This level of trance is also called the hypnagogic level, the same level Einstein said he used to get ideas and perceive his theories. Now, if you do the conditioning session once a day, and you work with the following session regularly, in time, if you keep at it, you'll develop the ability to work in theta. In this astral projection session, you'll be asked to increase your vibrational rate, to create a tingling sensation in the base of your spine, and then, working again through the chakras, to imagine this intensification, then, all on your own, to imagine yourself leaving your body just as you did in the conditioning session. I will then remain quiet for several minutes. You'll continue to hear the music in the background as you leave your body. After several minutes, I'll call you back and awaken you with positive suggestions. All right, now assure that you won't be interrupted and make yourself comfortable. Do your deep breathing. It's time to astral project.